To the editor. April is World Autism Month, and April 2 is the United Nations-sanctioned World Autism Awareness Day. In years past, the city of North Bay and multiple organizations and individuals have attempted to spread awareness by participating in the Light It Up Blue campaign. I am a resident of North Bay and am autistic, and though I appreciate those good intentions, I must point out that the impact is actually harmful. The scientific and autistic community no longer views autism as a deficit that needs a cure. Autism is now widely understood to be non-pathological and an accepted, but different, way of being. The neurodiversity movement, as it is called, recognizes the social model of disability. The greatest barriers we face are not related to autism. They are caused by society's lack of acceptance and accommodation for those of us outside the norm. The Blue campaign has its origins in Autism Speaks, an organization that, despite its name, does not speak for most autistics. Their mandate is to find a cure, and they are heavily invested in conversion therapy approaches like applied behavioral analysis, ABA, and all of its iterations, and genetic research focused on aborting future autistics, eugenics. Needless to say, I am outraged at efforts to force us into someone's version of normal and that my, and other autistics' lives are being so devalued. It's no wonder that this campaign has become a major trauma trigger for autistic adults during this time of year. A very recent poll of autistics, parents, caregivers of autistics, and autism professionals of over 11,000 participants, in more than 10 countries confirmed that autistics don't accept ABA as an appropriate therapy for children. If you listen to autistic voices on many autistic-led platforms and organizations, they will give you the alternatives that can make a positive change in your child's behavior and quality of life without harming them by taking away their personalities. ABA is conversion therapy, like the one that has been banned for use in the LGBTQ2S+ community. Autistics are also calling for a ban on ABA. So this year, please do not participate in or support harmful campaigns that are not led by autistic voices. Instead, I invite you to move past awareness to acceptance through improved understanding of autism from those with lived experience, those who are actually autistic. Nothing about us without us. To learn more, Autistics for Autistics Ontario and the Autistic Self-Advocacy Network AUSON offer a great start. To see the survey results, go here. Thank you to all who are helping us move beyond awareness and helping our communities accept and embrace diversity. Sincerely, Tim Martins, North Bay.